Welcome to the Paint It Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Luffy Garoa, Brian Katz, and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
And we are back. Let's paint it black. I am your host, Judge and Referee Pete. Joining me this week, we got the crew back together. We got Brian.
What's up?
And we got Lou.
What's up?
Good to have you back, Lou.
Good to be back.
How is Sesame Place, man?
Fucking awesome.
Did you see the count, man?
I did see the count.
How's he doing?
He's chilling.
He's counting shit up.
Yeah.
Counting those dollars. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, come on in.
He's raking it in. It'd
be great if he was the ticket taker.
That would be great. It's like, well, what are you, stupid? You owe me $20. Yeah.
Then just counted it out in singles. $1.
With a little,
$2.
You're short, woman.
You should go to the strip club just as the count. Just count it out.
Sure. One booby.
Right.
Two boobies.
How much for a lap dance?
Making it rain real slow.
Good shit.
One.
Right. Make him work for it.
Well, if he went to like a strip club with like Little John, then he'd have to count really, really fast though, because of the making it rain shit, right? So he'd be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, I can't count this fast. This fast.
Dude would just pass out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's his Mongol blood as I. Like,
that's how you kill the count. You make him skip a number.
I can't keep track of this.
All right, so we are off schedule. We're recording this a little late because life is busy.
So, what did you do on Saturday?
What did I do this Saturday? Oh, I had a family thing. Oh. Boring shit for my niece. And he was in Sesame Place. What did you do?
Me? On Saturday, I did VG times 3 with Dan.
Yeah.
I had lunch. And I bought an engagement ring.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
She don't listen to this, no?
Nah, why do you think I'm saying it?
Look at you.
Yeah, man. Getting hitched up, I think.
When are you going to do it?
Damn. Pretty soon, I think. Probably in the next two weeks or so.
Nice.
Yeah. And then getting out of the studio and starting the old life here, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. That's nice. That's a warm family moment.
Oh, thank you.
Lou can only express emotion through sound bites.
Right. Yeah. I went to buy the ring with Danny, friend of the show. He does Getting Over Wrestling podcast with me. Did my dog just fucking drop?
The dog is a...
No, he definitely, like... He's chewing on my foot. Oh. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Dog is a wrecking ball in here.
So, you know, we're at the... He's like, oh, I got to hook up. My mom has been going to this guy for a long, long time in the city in Chinatown. And we go there, and then I meet his mom, and she shows me around the place, and she's like, I picked this 40 years ago because it was the only place that whites ran. I'm like... You know what? I can't argue with you, lady. I respect it. Hmm.
Do you?
I do. I mean, come on, you want to try to deal with like a shiesty little Japanese guy or a Chinese person?
You don't want any blood diamonds.
Right.
I don't care about the blood diamonds so much as I care about not getting ripped off, you know? I mean, blood diamond me up. If they're cheaper, blood them up.
Right.
Red me up. So if like, okay, let's say like a diamond, like a good one, costs like $6,000, but you get one for $3,000, but it's heinously, heinously African blood all over it, I'm cool with it.
Okay.
What about you? Like, I know that you obviously... You know, you're not like thinking about getting married right this minute, but if and when you are, would you give a shit about $3,000 like that?
Me? Yes. Yes, very much so.
Oh, so you'd care about the blood diamonds?
No, I'm saying I would throw all morals out the window for the better deal.
Oh, this is the good ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Yeah, right.
I'll go kill somebody for a price discount. Seriously.
I don't know if you're African hard, bro. That's a totally different... Like, you're not prepared to fight a war with tuxedo shoes and sweatpants.
Look,
and
I'm getting married anyway at this point. Life is over. Let's roll the dice.
Yeah, but you weren't born into hardship like them Africans, bro. Like,
yeah, you gotta shoot kids at that point.
They have a totally different understanding.
Airdrop into Somalia, be like, I'm the captain now. And bro. Start taking care of business.
At the least, they have a totally different understanding of who won every world championship in America.
Right.
Since the dawn of...
With their knockoff shirt.
Yeah, they're like, are you telling me that the New England Patriots didn't go 19-0? Who the hell beat the Giants?
I'm just going to shatter their world, man.
I'm sure they don't even give a shit. Like, you got a cure to AIDS yet?
Yeah. Our national sports is kicking a goat head through a goal.
Yeah, it's really horrible to live there, but, you know, I'm cool with their diamonds that come in there, you know, legally. Thank you, De Beers.
You know, the whole reason why we have wedding
rings is because of the beers.
Because of the beers.
Not weddings, engagement
rings. Engagement rings, yeah. Yes.
They wanted to make, first, it could have been any stone.
A bauble.
Yeah.
You could give them a necklace.
Mm-hmm. And then it was just like, oh, diamonds are forever.
Fucking advertising, man. It's crazy.
And you know that there's tons of diamonds, they just don't release them because it lowers the value.
Yeah. And then they made up that 3-month salary nonsense.
Right.
Well, after paying 3-month salary, what the fuck, bro? after paying for one of these diamonds now, I'm like, bro, like, I want to go and strangle the motherfucking jeweler, like the original jewelers that started this whole scam, you know, because I could have just got off paying like, you know, a couple hundred bucks, got a nice little gold ring with like a, you know, a little chip in there.
Yeah. But, well, you kept your girl waiting a decade. You might as well shell out a few bucks.
I don't see no rings coming from UV. Like, come on.
I haven't had a girlfriend forever.
You dated Kristen for like 7 years.
I was like 20.
You were like 27.
We broke up when I was 25. I wasn't ready yet.
You weren't ready yet. All right. But, you know, it's I don't know. I think that the whole, you know, I guess it's like a test of your manhood where it's like, oh, you don't want your girl to do this fucking.
No, because they got to go do that ridiculous, yeah, like, showing off the rock thing.
Yeah, and my girlfriend works in that world of, like, you know, she works at Bloomberg, so, like, all the fucking ninnies that she talks to are like, oh, what's the clarity? What's this? What's that? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a dick lady. Like,
yeah, clucking hens. Like.
I told another friend of the show, Danielle, and she's like, oh, who recently just got...
She also did.
Right? Yeah, she just got proposed to, and she's like, oh, you have to send me 1,000 little pictures of it, and I'm like, I guess this is a guy-girl thing where if let's say the roles were reversed and girls had to give you the ring, right, I would just be like, oh, whatever, lady, like, can you get an Xbox with that or something?
Yeah, right? Right. Can I get something of use?
Yeah, like, just give me a brand new iMac. And then, you know, I'll just rock that in my little pouch.
Yeah, right. And as your straight male friend sitting in this room with you, I don't care to see it either.
No.
Not even the remote interest.
Okay, well, let me ask this question. What if there was an engagement thing that a girl would have to give to the guy?
That a guy would be interested
in? That all the guys would be like, shit, let me see that, man.
Fucking car.
Yeah, but you wouldn't care about a car. Like, if I got a car.
I'm just saying, like, that is the one thing I could think of that would be like, people would be like, hell yeah, fucking... Hot rod.
Yo, here's that truck from that Marty McFly had. Like, sweet!
DeLorean!
I
don't know. I don't get excited about shit like that, really. Like, what do you think it would be for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Maybe,
another bitch.
Not like a watch.
Yo, that second bitch is
hot. Well, I mean, look, I'm not going to say no to, like, a second... pair of titties, like, that is just being given away, you know, if that's part of the package deal, and I'm cool with all that.
Yeah, here's your traditional engagement ring, mm-hmm, and for you, Brian, your traditional side piece. Yeah.
Right. You know what? Thank you, De Beers. Titties are forever.
Right. Hear that, Pornhub? Start sponsoring.
Nice. Yeah, right, put Pornhub, titties are forever. Right. No, but I guess it would be like a watch, right? That would be like the male equivalent to jewelry.
I guess. I'm not a big watch guy.
No? Well, you're, yeah, not a big anything guy. Like,
I don't like jewelry.
Well, Pete would get like a smartwatch or something.
He wouldn't even want that.
No, I got a phone.
Huh. Pete would be like, oh, the issue number one of fucking Punisher versus fucking...
That would actually be pretty cool. First appearance Punisher? I'm in.
Would you read it?
No. Yeah. I'd encase it in Lucite.
And then put that on a shirt.
Just wear it around.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, look who loves me.
Right.
I already have that shirt, Lou. Oh, wow. Anyway, any other Sesame Place stories you wish to tell?
Well, I have some stories, not Sesame Place.
Okay.
Obviously, you guys know I got Shaq.
I saw the picture online.
You gotta stop shopping at that 7-Eleven that's trying to poison you.
No, this was a white man deli. Yeah.
Damn. Jewish? Should I save a pinch penny right there? Save a buck?
Well, he's got like big ears. Like,
you got a
Jewish?
I don't think that's in the stereotypes.
Big nose, big ears.
That's like big ears, like a big dummy trait.
Like, yeah, well, he's really slow, this guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Crazy slow making an egg sandwich. Like,
oh, you just like physically slow.
Yes.
All right, I got you. All right.
Yes, like molasses.
Like molasses.
So yeah, I got shacked again, and man, just that face.
I'm sorry.
He's creepy.
You managed to peel the can down in, yeah, such a way that he always looks insane underneath the Arnold Palmer.
I didn't make him look insane.
No, but it's like just the eyes poking out from above.
The last one he did.
Like Jaws.
The last one he was like, he did. He put a picture on Facebook, and Shaq was like, peekaboo, nigga. Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's how this one looked too. Look
that's what I'm saying. That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, this new one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, why scary. Would they choose that photo?
That's Shaq's telltale face.
They did 200 takes. That was the best one.
That's Shaq's emotion fucking, face.
He crowbars that into everything. Like gold bond powder. He has that goofy look, you know? Like, damn, man.
It's not like they exactly got Scorsese and De Niro to do that, bro. Exactly. It's like Shaq and a guy with a camera, with a cell phone.
Making some horrible fruity soda or something.
Now, is there another brand of Arnold Palmer that you could trust out there that you know that's not going to try to slip you a Shaq can?
Much like the man, there was only one Arnold Palmer.
Rest in peace, my friend.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. I got to try like Costco or something. No, maybe if I buy a case full of them.
No, what I'm saying is like obviously the company itself, Arizona, is trying to save a buck.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So like...
if anything, this is a major indictment over Shaq soda.
Now, could you possibly maybe do like a little country time and just buy one of each and then just put them in or like a Snapple and just...
I've done that. It works out pretty good.
Yeah, but I would have to start doing that because I would not want any more of these Shaq cans.
Yeah.
That's just the last one for me.
Mm. Yeah, I started buying just the big jugs. I'm not going to get Shaq with a big jug. So.
If you did, man, that's just game over, bro. You just got to go straight cola.
Yeah, that'd be the end for me. What is another thing about, since you brought up cola,
mm-hmm.
Courtney, she came home with these Coca-Cola cans, Diet Cola, and then she tried one. She said it tasted funny. Like, where'd you get it? Got it from my friend Suzanne. I'm like, wait a second. Suzanne Chan?
Oh, no.
Yes. I'm like, you know why it tastes funny, right? No. Pee-pee in that cup.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, of course. There's pee-pee in... And she's like, do they do that? Yes, they do that. Since there's been Coke.
Yes.
They Chinese. They play joke.
Yeah.
They go pee-pee in the Coke, bro. I mean, it's... You know how, like, they're saying stereotypes are there for a reason? Boom.
Yeah.
Pee-pee in the Coke. They love it.
Yeah.
Now, do you think they started as a big joke? Or do you think they started... Oh, I guess that the song says big joke.
Yeah.
It's like the taste of piss.
Right.
They take that guilo. Yeah.
like the dude from Dodgeball. It's like, I like the way it tastes and it's sanitary.
Crisp.
Wakes you up.
Yeah. So, she got pee-pee in the Coke.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know. I would be so upset. I feel violated a little bit.
I mean, like, Coke doesn't really go bad, right?
Coke?
Yeah.
Just to leave it, like...
If it's just been...
Open it up and leave it on your counter for 2 days. Yes, it goes.
No, it was still canned.
Oh, still canned?
Hasn't been opened.
I don't know. Maybe if it was like in a cooler full of other drinks.
Yeah.
And then like they were like, ooh, let's dust that off and put that on back on the shelf.
Does soda get skunky?
Yeah, I think so, right?
I don't know.
It's gotta, right?
It's a born on date, right?
I don't know. You could leave a McDonald's burger out for like 100 years and it doesn't change.
Doesn't?
It doesn't like rot.
Really?
Cheese and everything. It's perfectly edible.
I'd never eat that again, bro.
That's just a good rule for life.
Well, that's my vacation food, man. You go on a little trip, man, and treat yourself a little McDonald's.
Wait, who discovered that? Can't handle it. The fucking rot thing. I heard about that. Where someone,
oh, they have like exhibits where
like
they
someone
leave
like
it
put it on a shelf, and then they had to have thought that maybe they were just going to have this putrid, rotten mess, possibly.
Hmm.
They just got lucky.
Yeah,
like real lucky.
That shit's just made to last, you know. They're not trying to fucking throw away any burgers.
They probably like formaldehyde in
there. Here's what confuses me though. Back in the day, sci-fi would be like food that lasts forever. It's the miracle food. Now we're like disgusted.
Yeah, well, back in the 50s too, they thought that like, you know, the nuclear age is going to be super great.
Yeah, asbestos. We'll never have a fire again.
Buildings can't burn down. I mean, you might die, though.
There's a comic book character from the 1940s called Asbestos Lady.
That's the literal name of the character?
Literal name of the character. She wore an asbestos outfit and fought the Human Torch and was a formidable foe before in the 90s they killed her off with cancer for obvious reasons.
It's like you're latent with like type 4 cancer, bro. Just stage 4 cancer.
You're more tumor than person.
So what was her power? Just not being able to get burned?
Yeah.
And that's why she could only fight the Torch?
That's why.
So Torch couldn't get any of the four and help him out?
Yeah. Well, this was old school Torch. This is pre-Fantastic Four Torch.
Guy was there before the Four?
Like before his powers?
Did he get his powers with the Four?
Yeah.
Original, there were two Human Torches.
There were what?
The original one was with Timely Comics in the 40s. And then that one was stupid.
Oh, that one was stupid.
Because he was a robot.
That made more sense.
Yeah. And then the 60s came along, and then they made the Fantastic Four.
Ah.
Wow.
The more you know, man.
Yeah.
Where's the guys from last week, man? They know this shit.
Guys from last week? You know what? That was last week, bro. You should have fucking whipped out your torch knowledge then.
Yeah. I do want to thank them both again, Justin and George. Mm-hmm. Great guests. We had a lot of fun with those guys. And check out their book, what's it called? Speak No Evil.
Speak No Evil, yes.
On Kickstarter, mm-hmm. Grey Bear Comics.
Yes.
So plug them again because I like what they do.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And Pete loves comics in general. Just can't get enough of them.
Mm-hmm. So seriously.
What are you reading now at this point?
Nothing regularly, unfortunately. No? I haven't had a lot of time lately, mm-hmm. and our comic shop burned down.
And guy committed suicide, bro.
And guy killed himself.
Take a hit, Pete!
I drove past it the other day. They redid that whole
The Collector? Stuff.
Collector's Kingdom, yeah.
You didn't know that?
I knew that it burnt down.
Oh, yeah, he offed himself.
I didn't know that he ended it all.
Yeah, bro. Just couldn't handle it no more.
Wow.
That dude was on something.
One too many... Just sweaty kids with pimples walking in his store, not buying a dick.
Right.
He's like, I'm fucking done.
Or guys that we went to high school with stealing anime porn.
Oh, God. Yeah, man. Just hentai, bro.
Yeah, there's a backstory there.
Mm. Yeah, Stephen Herman. He fucking stole porn and got arrested. Fuck that guy.
not just any porn. Anime porn.
Right.
When we were in high school. Good stuff. Anyway, you guys ready to start officially?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready there, bud?
All right, gentlemen's drink. What do we got today?
I actually got nothing.
Yeah, right. I didn't bring anything.
I got a Gatorade.
Ah, salute.
Yeah. Cheers, fellas.
I actually should have brought something today. It's fucking hot as fuck in here.
Anyway, we'll start scoring at this point on. Every funny thing you say gets a point. Anything not funny gets a dong. And we'll see who in this clash of the Titans wins the belt at the end.
Ooh, I like you to ad-lib there, Pete.
Yeah. Well, you guys are old school.
Yeah. We've heard it all before, Pete.
Seriously, you try spicing this up week to week.
Mm-hmm. I try.
So, we haven't done Cat's Drunk Stories in a while.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But I was reminded of one. I went to my trivia night, and my friend Casey invited her friend from Comac, who just so happens to know all of our friends from Comac. So it ended up turning into a big reunion of all our old friends from a town or two over. And they introduced me to a term that they have been using for many years.
What?
Catsing somebody.
Oh, what's that?
That's when you get...
Just skipping out on the bill.
That's when you get blacked out drunk and leave them with the bill.
Stop. That's a total lie. Like, I never did that. Like, you could actually talk to PD. He backed me up that Dan was fucking totally...
Dude, relax. I made that up.
I know you did.
Catsing somebody is when you get blacked out drunk and just huggy. When you just get...
That's me for sure.
Arms around, kissing cheeks.
I've definitely seen you just grind on inanimate objects a bunch.
Grind?
Yeah.
Dick out.
Yeah. Well, not not dick out, but I've definitely seen you get like real wasted.
No, I don't know if I have air humping.
It's like, yo, guys.
We're like Happy Gilmore, bro.
I guess.
Just being Happy Gilmore, I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're fucked.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
No, here too, like downstairs.
For sure, Pete's right. I definitely got huggy and a little kissy.
Huggy and kissy.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the first, like one of the first major times I ever got drunk was a party at your house when we were like, we had to be 20 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And you got so drunk, you hit on your own girlfriend and she broke up with
you. Yeah, I remember that.
Anyway, that party was so crazy.
I was talking shit about her to her.
Yeah. Didn't realize it was her.
Damn. I stand by that one. That's a good one.
Wow.
But we all got drunk enough that every one of our girlfriends broke up with us that night. Like,
wow.
And I remember being in my girlfriend's car, fighting, screaming fight, and the windows were open, just like, it was a hot day, windows open. You literally fluttered your way through the back window, sat in the back seat, and you're like, what's up? Like, dude, we're having a little bit of a moment. And you kissed my forehead gently and removed yourself via the window again.
Yo, man, I helped calm the mood. What'd you... I mean, you guys broke up still, but, like, what was said after that?
So that happened. A lot of confused looks of, like...
Hey, look, man, and you had the upper advantage then. The fight is going your way.
It didn't actually help my argument, which is, I'm not that drunk. Nobody here is that drunk. And then you're like...
Well, stop lying. You're fucking lying. We were clearly just admitted. Like, yeah, bitch, I'm drunk. What of it?
Whatever. It was fucking 15 years ago.
Long time ago.
We don't have to worry about that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Anyway, you guys want to do news? Any other stories to tell? What do you think?
Lou, do you have any drunk stories with me?
Drunk story? I mean, I told the one where you were humping.
All right, now.
It happened. It happened.
I spit on my hand.
You clearly humped Lou once.
I just grab.
He just can't get
it. It wasn't like privately. I like just grabbed, you were real proud of it.
I know. I grabbed Lou by the hips. I was like, I own these hips. I own these hips. I own these hips. That's why he's so fucking crabby about it. He's so salty. Yeah, man, you just hump everybody and everything, including me, man. What the fuck?
Look at you now, clean and sober, about to get engaged. That was quick.
Right.
That was a quick turnaround.
Dude, I honestly, don't drink, man. It's just like, it really honestly fucking set you back, bro.
Damn, I got to get my shit together.
Through sober eyes, you're like, I'm 33! Yeah.
34 right. Now, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, did you quit before your birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
My birthday was last week, Pete. I fucking quit in like the summer.
Well, has it been that long?
Like Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day week. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The time's kind of go flying by, though. I can't believe it's already, like, was it? It's almost a Halloween in November.
Halloween. I haven't picked that a
costume. By the way, at what point do people, like, are going to be embarrassed by putting Christmas shit up?
Oh, they need to knock that shit off.
I know it's like a tired thing, but like I went into just my store today. Last week when I was sick, I went into the store and I was like, Rite Aid has Christmas shit up. Like, what the fuck?
They got to knock that off. Seriously, I hate it. Huh. It's encroaching further and further.
I mean, just Christmas, right after Labor Day.
It's a parasite that just keeps feeding off our society.
Look, if the stores are going to do it, then at least let me put my Christmas tree up. Like, at least I want to look at something bright and colorful before, you know, if I'm going to have to be in the Christmas spirit.
Like, who's actually buying that shit that early?
Weird.
Old and people. Just hanging it onto it for months?
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Is it?
You get the sale.
I don't think you do.
I don't know.
It's like full price, and then you got to wait.
I've never actually looked at the pricing.
No, I'm sure that there's sales on that shit right away. If you're buying your Christmas garb in fucking October, I'm sure you're getting at least like 10%, 25% off of that. Like, because it's not hot right now, man. It's not. You know, after Thanksgiving, that's when the Christmas stuff goes on full price, bro. Mm. After Thanksgiving.
All right, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Fuck Christmas.
Yeah,
I like Christmas, man.
Fucking hate it.
It's your birthday.
I don't celebrate either of them. Never really have.
Now that's a salty man. Mm.
I'm sorry, Pete. Was someone bigger born on your birthday or something?
Maybe.
Kind of overshadowed by
maybe.
No, he wasn't even born, but he still took that.
He
shit
still took the credit, Lou. Yeah. He still took the credit.
Yo, would your life have been totally different if like they didn't change the Easter and Christmas?
I don't know. You know what? Realistically, I never saw much in the way of celebrating a birthday because we all got one. Congratulations, your parents fucked 9 months earlier.
Yeah, but you have the one day that everyone celebrates someone else's birthday.
Yeah. I'm old now. I don't care.
You get a little extra? Probably not, right?
No. Mm. In fact, most people forgot.
That's terrible.
Yeah, there's some deep-seated shit here.
Mm. Yeah, he's got older. You're right.
No. Back in the day, it used to piss me off. Now I don't care so much. Now I go. Last year for my birthday, I ate Pop Brownie and saw Hateful Eight with you.
That was awesome. Good movie.
It was a good day. That's how you Christmas.
Oh, I actually had my birthday last week, and I ate a Pop Brownie, and I fucking broke myself. I was like, well, I was sick too, so I just kind of like got really, really fucking high, and then I fucking didn't get out of my bed for 2 to 3 days because I was sick after that.
Happy birthday.
But honestly, stems, people talk shit about it. We made our butter out of that. I've never been so high in my life. It's with all the THC is. You know,
do we have a more you know?
I think he had that for a minute.
I probably do have that.
Well, yeah. The moment's passed.
Yeah.
Why don't we do some news?
All right.
Oh, yeah. Grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh, yeah.
All right, our first news story comes to us from Toronto, Canada, to a Mexican restaurant chain known as La Carnita. They decided to get topical with their Instagram account and do a tweet that got them into some trouble. I don't even need to explain where the tweet came from, but it said, here it is. Skipping around, hold on. What if Donald Trump said, grab her by the taco?
All right, it's not even their country. Who cares?
Right.
Hashtag Taco Tuesday.
I'd be cool with it. I mean, if you're not even a Trump supporter, you'd be like, all right, fuck that guy. Or if you're a Trump supporter, like, fuck yeah, that guy.
Yeah. I mean, are tacos on sale? Like,
it's Tuesday, bro. I'm assuming.
Like, buy one, get one.
Hey, by the way, Taco Bell, what's your deal with Tuesday? Do you not have a Taco Tuesday?
Good question.
That is a good question.
That's the
hard hitting. They're too big to care.
Fuck them. I mean, we've been supporting them for years. They should give us a Tuesday, you know? What, 69 cent tacos? Bang.
Right.
So you're saving 30 cents.
Oh, I'm what? Richie Rich? Suck a dick, right? You want to pay full price tacos? That's you.
All right. Yeah, so a lot of people got upset over the tweet.
I don't know who.
Mary Young, for example, who tweeted, "Never eating at La Carnita again. Someone better get fired for this."
Why?
Because now whenever anybody gets the slightest bit upset over something, which is everything, somebody has to lose their job.
What was the exact day everyone woke up and then everyone was offended?
Sometime 2 years ago, maybe.
Like, everyone just went, like, I'm fucking upset about everything.
Yeah. It's once Twitter really became a thing, I think.
People got, because I guess it's hard that what you said is in black and white.
Yeah. And now with the internet, everyone hears things constantly from all sides, opinions that you've never heard before, and now you have a way to weigh in. So now everyone's upset about everything.
Yeah, Who the fuck follows their local restaurants on Twitter?
Nobody.
Right.
Not Donald Trump enthusiasts, I mean, I'll tell you that much.
You gotta be a kind of a fucking loser to it.
Yeah, if you're following La Carnita on Twitter, get your shit together.
Right. Reevaluate your life, motherfucker.
Maybe put that energy elsewhere instead of getting upset at what the taco place is.
You should lay off the tacos.
And anyway, that's what she... And anyway, that was why you... You follow him on Twitter is to get that pertinent information that Taco Tuesday was happening, right?
Right.
I think people... people like at Stephanie S, they're the ones getting upset. And never, ever tweet about a restaurant to damage their rep. But La Carnita using the tag tacos?
Oh, they spell it T-A-C-H-O-E?
That's back in 2003. They used hashtag tacos.
So were they like some sleazy bitches giving you tacos there?
I guess so.
That's fucking... Carnitas is the place. Fuck these fucking prude bitches.
Mm. Well, apparently women hate carnitas.
So they didn't hate when Trump said he was just grabbing chicks by the pussy, but carnita...
Honestly, man...
Makes it like a pun and...
If anything has taught me... Oh, I'm sorry. If I know anything about women, they're going to talk all this shit about Donald Trump, and he's going to win in a landslide because he got the 100% of the women vote, because they always go with the asshole.
That's a good point. And I do want to explain to my Trump fan Facebook friends, because, you know, Facebook, it's a fucking bog of just political opinion and horribleness. Huh. But nobody cares that he said the word pussy. They care that he, a presidential candidate, implied he was molesting women against their will.
No, it wasn't even against their will.
Well, he just said
at any point they could have said stop, but they were all trying to get something.
They were all probably trying to get something.
I hate how they make the women in the story like such victims. At any point they could have been like, "Don't fucking touch me, creepo."
Yeah, but they did the best thing on SNL with the Alec Baldwin version.
Oh yeah,
remember he brought all the
you told us the last.
No, they keep it. This is their third one. They keep doing the debates. So you remember he brought all the Clinton accusers? Mm-hmm. He's like, these women were sexually assaulted and they need to be heard. And they go, well, what about the women coming forward and saying you did it? They need to shut the hell up. I just really like his impression. It's funny as hell.
Well, mark my words, man, that he'll get mad women votes.
100%.
I know.
We can change him.
Oh. Yeah. No, you can't, lady.
Then it grabs her by the pussy.
Here's some cab
like fare. A bowling ball.
Here's some cab fare. Enjoy yourself.
All right, our next story comes to us from New Jersey, where a teenager was accused of stealing quite a lot of cheese.
Like, what kind of cheese? Like, we're talking American, talking cheddar?
Jamaican.
That's not cheese you need to be stealing, bro. What kind of fucking flavor is that?
Right.
Darius Ortiz, 18 years old, allegedly stole pallets containing Jamaican cheese at the Tasty Cheese warehouse.
Get that delicious Jamaican cheese!
Right. It's a processed cheese fortified with nutrients and packaged in tins, and it's enjoyed with spiced buns during Easter.
Damn, get you the easy crew.
Was it Rasta Mouse?
Right. He made the cheese.
You done it this time, Jamaica cheese!
I didn't even know they had their own cheese.
No one in America... Oh, so no white people or...
Yeah, we don't have spiced buns either.
Mm. Spice bun doesn't sound all that bad, but Jamaican cheese, I don't know, like, what does that smell like? Fucking dreads and fucking weed? Like,
hemp.
What? Yeah. I don't know. Does it get you high?
Well, you know how much he stole?
A brick?
$160,000 worth.
Is it expensive? Is that could fit in a backpack?
Well, according to this, he stole pallets.
He just kept driving them out?
He just got a pallet jack and went to town.
Damn.
It's like, I'm going to make the biggest fondue you've ever seen.
Going to make some for real cheddar, man.
Oh, shit.
That's a lot of fucking cheese.
Yeah. It's clearly made of cheese. So, I mean, like, what? Did you get caught in a truck driving away with, like, fucking 160 pallets of cheese?
Let's see. I'm not sure it says how he got caught, but I do know. Let's see. He's taken into custody after an investigation, helped nab him. He's being held on charges of burglary, theft, and other related charges, and his bail, $150,000. So he sells that cheese, he got bail, and $10,000 left over.
You know those cops were just eating that cheese, you know that, right? Like, yeah. You know a couple of hundred slices of cheese went missing.
I like that, slices. Mm-hmm. It's not even like bricks of cheese. It's like individually sliced.
Well, I mean, that's how I picture my Jamaican cheese, right? Individually sliced and wrapped.
Kraft singles style.
Yeah. Is that the only cheese that's wrapped like that?
Yeah, because it's not cheese.
It's 100% cheese. It's like the cheese we grew up on.
Yeah, but it's not like...
It's like cheese in quotes.
Yeah. It's cheese substance.
Yeah, it's like, why are they spelling it with a Z?
They do spell it with a Z? No. It really looks
right.
It's called like a cheese-like product or something
yeah.
like that.
No, fuck.
You know what? Really? You know it's government cheese. The government made tons of this shit to hand out.
Kraft? Like Kraft singles?
That's how American cheese got started. It's
good though.
Man. Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Nothing better than it on a grilled cheese.
Right.
Like that's cheesy.
I will hear no more of this snooty cheese talk, Pete. All right. American cheese is what we grew up on, man. It's Americana, man. Grilled cheese and sliced tomato.
I'm defending it all here.
Right. I was going to say, you're starting to sound like a commie.
I'm an American, damn it.
I think we need to Trump needs to investigate you, bro.
Like, hey, look, you don't go putting mozzarella on a grilled cheese. You put American singles.
Are you talking bad about American cheese? You talk bad about that Swiss cheese. Pick a side, cheese.
Some snooty French cheese.
We surrender.
Cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
Yeah, I know, right? It's American cheese. It should come in red, white, and blue. I don't even care about the dye.
At this point, the yellow is purely ornamental.
Yeah, you can make it whatever color you want, right?
Probably.
Red, white, and blue with the stars and stripes on that shit, bro. Make that shit mad patriotic. I would love to have a fucking grilled cheese on 4th of July that's red, white, and blue.
And that's when you just change the name altogether. Freedom cheese.
Mm-hmm. And then I would want a little...
Our cheese don't run.
No. It just gets incredibly hot and gooey, but it never fucking drips, bro. You would actually make a lot of dough if you could make some type of cheese like that, yeah. Where it doesn't like drip off, but it gets like gooey and nice.
You want melty, but not gooey.
I want gooey and melty. I just want to drip.
Not drippy.
Yeah.
Right. Contain it.
It like hugs the bread.
You got to get one of those makers that pinches the sides.
Yeah, like a. But once when you mean pop it open, you get the middle, it's still going to like ooze out.
He's saying he wants a cheese that'll melt nicely, but also make a fine adhesive.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Then you're going to have to like just get a funnel or something.
Funnel?
Just have someone puree that shit.
Just, why don't you just chop
dumping
up...
Dumping it down your throat.
Just chop up little bits of horse and put it in there, right? Yeah. Fucking, they put them in the glue factory. The horses are basically glue, right?
Yeah.
That's what I've come to believe.
It's not how it works, but okay.
It's like... And then just white paste comes out the other side.
Horses are more commonly known as sticky goats.
Yeah. I always thought it was weird they were so fast, right? Like,
I think they'd just be stuck on everything.
Yeah, they'd be like slow and shitty.
The
like,
ironic part is they use the hooves for the glue.
That's they're using the hooves?
Yeah.
Damn.
I think they'd just be pasty.
Huh. Just gooey, gooey, gooey hooves.
Just covered in grass.
Gross.
Disgusting.
I don't really like horses.
Fuck horses.
That's why I don't really care. Like, I'm glue them up.
What do we need them for?
Right?
We got cars now, damn it.
Yeah. I'd say switch from horsepower to something better.
Like what?
Fucking jet power. I don't know. Like,
I like it.
I'm Chuck Norris power.
A little out of date.
I mean, that's just a big joke, right?
What? Chuck Norris didn't do anything.
The whole Chuck Norris thing. I mean, I know he didn't do any of it.
Oh, that's a joke.
But the whole thing is like, he sucks.
I think it's just funny to say because he's like a lame-o. He's like a red-headed Jew guy.
Because I think people forgot that.
Well, this joke is 10 years old
now. Yeah, and now people actually kind of think he's a badass.
No one thinks he's a badass.
No, I think some of the younger kids.
It's just badass to say Chuck Norris, you know? These kids, you know?
I find it more fun to sub it out with, like, Liam Neeson.
but you can't... It's not about speed. It's just like, if my car was lost, it'd be like the LoJack would be the Liam Neeson.
Gotcha.
He should actually do that.
Yeah.
It's like, if you saw that Liam Neeson was protecting this car, move on to the next whip.
Instead of a car alarm, it's just him. Mm-hmm. If you steal this car, I'll have you know I have a very particular set of skills.
Oh, God.
Skills that make me a nightmare.
I saw that like movie. I ain't going to test
Liam Neeson's?
Liam Nations?
All right. Next story. Titusville, Florida. Surveillance cameras at a shuttle car wash caught a potential life-threatening situation when a woman there was vacuuming spilled gasoline from the trunk of her car.
Why did she have gasoline in the trunk of her car?
I'm guessing she had probably had like a gas can back there that dumped over.
Women.
Decided to vacuum it up. The problem is, I don't know if you know anything about gasoline, it blows up.
Yeah.
But it's the only thing I know about it.
Well, the vacuum blew up.
Oh, but yeah.
Kaboom. And let's see, she scurried away without getting caught, but obviously was shaken from the video.
Did it blow her back? Like,
like Die Hard, dude.
Like fucking Spider-Man when Doc Ock showed up. Just blew her fucking face off.
Like,
damn.
Here's some people reacting to the video. One man named Tim Eichhorn said, "Wow, that's not good." And then she just stands there and watches it.
Quote, "Way to go, Tim."
Finkel is Einhorn.
Credit to the human race.
can we put that in black and white? Go ahead, sir.
I just like how quaint these people sound. Because somebody named Quinn said, "Oh, geez, Louise, you're kidding me." She thought she could vacuum up gasoline. That's not my wife, by the way.
What state was this again?
Florida.
What, really?
Jeez, Louise.
I thought this would be like the breadbasket.
That's my what
they obviously like waved over a serial killer. He was just on his way, you know, to kill some more people probably and stop him through.
Golly willikers. Well, it's like get a load of that.
Sure was a blaze.
It's like they asked the horse from Ren and Stimpy.
My stars and garters. No, sir. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Not exactly. A fan.
So the vacuum will cost $500 to repair, and she has not returned.
You can repair that? The fucking thing blew up.
Maybe replace is a better word. They said repair.
Yeah, did you get all the pieces? Yeah.
We can form this back together like a T-1000.
It's just a piece of the fucking sidewalk chopped up because it's melted there.
Right? It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. All right, our next story comes to us from another Canadian story. I'm not sure exactly where in Canada, but this involves the RCMP. So they go to pull over a drunk driver. The drunk in the car has the bright idea. I'll switch with my passenger. So they do that little shimmy shuffle. Mm-hmm. Problem is, the passenger was drunker. Now both guys are in trouble because the cops saw the whole thing go down. So now they both have driving while intoxicated under their belts.
If I was a guy in the passenger, I'd be like, "What are you, fucking crazy? You can get me."
No.
Now, for each of them, let's see, where's the charges? I have the charges here. I can't find it. This is a longer story than it needs to be. Mm-hmm. Oh, charged with impaired operation of a motor vehicle. Impaired operation of a motor vehicle while over the legal blood alcohol limit. And obstructing a police officer. So they both got all those charges.
In Atlanta, they call that being crunk.
Oh, and the guy who was the passenger? He also got driving while unauthorized.
Oh, I thought you said unorthodox driving.
Unorthodox drive. Sitting on your buddy's lap.
That's what I like to call my. That's what I used to like to call drunk driving when I was doing that kind of thing.
Unorthodox driving?
Unorthodox, man. It makes it sound a little better. Like, no judge, but unorthodox.
Right. I prefer to call it flying. Well, that's that whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's see what's next. Oh, we got this guy. This fucking guy.
This dude.
This fucking dude.
This fella.
This douchebag. I'm still stalling because it's loading.
Oh, I was going to say, like, man.
I was like, this bit doesn't need to go on anymore.
Somebody
bro.
Watch
like,
Goodfellas.
What is he, a clown?
It's killing time. The man's name was Rogelio Ada Verde. And two men.
Some type of vampire or something?
Ada Verde.
Arderio Ada Verde.
Two masked men forced their way into his Texas home and took him away at gunpoint in front of his terrified wife. A manhunt ensued.
Get out of our country!
The cops were called. The police swarmed the scene. Found him a couple days later. It was all a sham. He just wanted to hang out with his buddies, so he created this elaborate ruse to have himself kidnapped. The masked guys were, in fact, his friends.
The real story here is that wife must have been a bitch that yeah. he had to pull something like that to hang out with his butt.
He was apparently too afraid to tell her that he wanted to have some guy time.
She's like the, she must be like the throw mama from the train type of lady. Like.
Oh, yeah. She's a stone cold bitch.
Owen doesn't have any friends. He's fat and he's stupid.
Oh, God, lady. You suck.
Wow. That'd be a good way to get out of like a first date.
You know, it's unneeded though. It's first date. I don't care what you think about it. Goodbye. It's like your wife. You're going to have to see her again.
You tell your buddies, like, if the date's going bad, you kidnap me at gunpoint. Yeah. If the date's going well, I beat you like a ninja and look like a hero.
No, if the date's going bad, you have the finest dinner you could possibly have, and then just say you're going to the bathroom and never call her back again. Down a ditch, bro. That's what I'm saying.
It's not. Not bad.
What was it? It'd be great if the waiter came over. He's like, well, he left, so you have to pay. And it's like, I didn't bring money. Like, that was very forward of you.
Sorry, yeah. ma'am. You've been catsed.
Catsed again.
You're right.
Man. You know, that's not a bad idea.
You might want to check for him in the back seat.
He's just sitting in the car.
I mean, you're probably like a... You know, it's the internet age, so it's like you'll have probably a bad review of your date on the internet. But it'd be pretty fun, though.
Yeah. You think that service exists?
What?
Like the rate a date?
No.
I'd be surprised if it didn't.
I doubt it. I mean, who's really in that dire situation?
I've met some women.
But you still went through the date. Wasn't that bad?
Yeah. Then you ghost them.
The ghost? All right.
That's the term. Ooh, for spooky. Never calling again. All right, next story. With the presidential election coming to a close, thank you, God, very soon, an Alabama man is left with a lot of regrets as the one-time Bernie Sanders supporter has a tattoo that really? He will regret for the rest of his
Alabama.
Life. Alabama. Bad tattoo.
A fucking Alabama man like the liberal Jewish guy from Vermont.
And yeah, that's
that much to get a tattoo?
That much? And wait till you hear this tattoo. It was on his dong. It said, feel the burn.
Did he have herpes?
That's the worst possible place to put that slogan.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a good thing, right? It's not like, oh, man, like putting Thor on your dick or something like that. Yeah.
No, feel the burn is a campaign slogan to a guy who didn't make the primaries. B, not something you want associated with your dick.
No, feel the burn sounds bad. It sounds like you got warts. Or like,
you got gonorrhea. A lot of shit.
Yeah,
gonorrhea.
Yeah,
just a spicy dick, a spicy ween.
Spicy dick,
a spicy ween.
Yeah, that old hot sausage.
Yeah, a little spicy little pepper.
He thought it was a good idea at the time. Went to several tattoo shops, none of whom would do it.
Oh God, dude, I didn't even think of that. He's like, bro, can you tattoo my dick? Get the fuck out of here, bro. I'm not holding your dick for 2 hours.
Finally, he found one tattoo artist who said, I thought it was a bad idea for a tattoo and a stupid place to get it. But at the end of the day, if you've got the cash, which he did, and you're over 18, then it's not really my place to turn down the customer. He then said it was extremely difficult giving the tattoo because the guy was in monstrous amounts of pain. And warns him later that laser tattoo removal is even more painful than getting the tattoo.
Blue, you should just remove the burn part.
Feel the blank.
I don't know. Feel the something.
Lou, you're the only one here with a tattoo. Now, what kind of straight hot fire is going to be on your dick if you got your dick tatted up? Because I don't know.
Because every place is different, right?
Well, you have the only one with any type of bearing of getting a tattoo. That's why I'm asking you. I never got a tattoo.
And these didn't hurt so bad.
But what if it was on your dick?
There's a big difference between your forearm and your dick.
Yeah,
a lot more nerve endings down there.
Big time.
Do you have to be hard?
That's a good question.
Like, you're not just tattooing a floppy dick.
For
right?
quality, you should be hard.
Because what, you have a great picture of flaccid dick, then you get a hard dick and it's all stretched out. It's like,
yeah.
Feel that burn.
I think you should take like a supplement or something before you go in.
Right? Look, I don't care if you're fucking John Holmes. You're not keeping a hard on for that procedure.
John Holmes, do it. It's John Hall. He's pro. Come on now. Ron Jeremy, come on. You don't think he could hold hard on for fucking 2 hours?
Well, they got a lot more to work with than your average folk.
Yeah, man. That's a canvas. Like, Michelangelo should tattoo that dong.
It's like, don't tattoo my arm. There's not enough space.
Yeah. Tattoo this. Thud. Just unfold the loaf.
That's the kind of dick you unfurl.
Yeah.
Like a banner.
It's like kissing the floor, bro.
So, yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, man. Just, I mean, don't get any politician tattooed on you ever, especially ones that didn't win anything yet.
These are the rules. Politicians, bands, don't do it.
Nah, kisses forever, right?
Yeah, those guys won't go away.
They sell. I hate them. Oh, God.
Kiss sucks.
I mean, has anyone sold out more than Kiss?
They have set the bar of selling out.
Yeah. Their mission statement was to sell out initially.
It's like, how many good songs do you even have to sell?
It's like, Puff Daddy, you think you sold out? Stop it. Right. Look, see, Kiss? Kiss? They got condoms and coffins and shit.
Yeah.
from the minute you enter this world or get stopped from entering this world to the minute you die, you could be part of Kiss Army.
Yeah.
Gross.
I was at the dollar store the other day, right? And they have fucking Star Wars Q-tips.
That's fun.
Is it? It's well, fucking unusual.
That's
man.
Fun. Everyone likes Star Wars.
It's not like colored, like.
What is it?
Just silver and red.
They're not little 3PO heads?
No, they're just ordinary things, and then the package has Yoda.
I'm still cool with that. Like, what? That's nothing wrong with that.
It's a little much.
You're just a big fan of the Q-tip logo? Like.
No, it's just stupid. Like, there's I want no my Q-tips connection.
Unbranded.
Mm-hmm. It's like when they had fucking Yoda oranges. Like, that's fucking retarded.
Yoda oranges?
I saw that. Yeah, that was recent.
Or the Star Wars makeup.
Star Wars makeup?
Yeah. Danielle was all about it.
Basically, they just take a Star Wars character, slap it on the package for a standard product.
Yeah. I mean, do they really need that much fucking advertising?
Well, Q-tips I'm going to buy anyway, right? I would. If you had a choice between.
These were off-brand, though.
Who cares? It's a cotton stick.
These were R-tips.
Yeah. Dude, dollar store Q-tips.
Why would you buy Q-tips in the dollar store, man?
I would, but
they were spelled Q-tips with a question mark.
I respect my ear holes, bro. I'm going to put anything but a Q-tip in there.
Yeah. Right.
Now, is Q-tips pronounced
Q-tips?
Right.
Q-tip? Question mark. Now, is that like Band-Aid, where like we call them Q-tips, but that's just the brand?
Yeah.
Or is that what they actually are? Like, they are.
I think Q-tips is a brand.
Yeah, it's called like a cotton swab.
Cotton swab.
Cotton swab.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing better than sticking a cotton swab in your ear and be like, oh yeah.
I did that today. It was great. It was fucking amazing.
Do it every day.
Yeah.
It's post shower. Well, your ears just pop open.
Oh my God.
It's a good feeling.
Oh yeah, man. It's like, oh yeah, you get it, baby. Just come.
All right, we got one more story to go through. This is the old standard. What did they call 911 for? This one's from South Carolina. This woman called 911 5 times because the people she was staying with wouldn't allow her to access the Wi-Fi.
Well, I mean, that justified. What dicks? Now,
data overages. Are a bitch,
but a Wi-Fi on your home? Yeah, I mean,
I
it's like too much data.
Yeah, a little weird.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't let her do this because apparently she was running up the bill, calling people in Texas and Indiana, and they were like, "That's enough of that."
Was Granddad the person that was not giving her the things like eat up on my Wi-Fi on my pork feet on my orange juice?
This was a 49-year-old woman, and she was charged with unlawful use of 911.
Well, yeah, I can see that. So how much? Well, what kind of trouble do you get in for that?
It doesn't specify. I just like these 911 stories.
I feel that I would rather get... I'd rather have people getting flogged in the streets than getting these like crazy tickets with like all these fines and stuff.
Well, that's...
Would you rather pay like $1,000 in fines? Lou would take a couple lashes.
Oh, lashes for sure.
I'd take the lashes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At this point, they're all bill collectors anyway.
Yeah.
What do they care if I'm wearing a seatbelt, damn it?
That's the bullshit rule. Like, was my carcass flying out the window going to kill somebody? I mean, maybe. But, like, that's my business.
You would think the impact right. would do that first.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting in a fucking car accident like that. That's the least of their problems is my fucking carcass. It's like... My grandma got a head-on collision. I'll tell you, the dead body in the other car didn't affect her at all. It was the car crashing into her that really fucked her up.
Yeah, that'll do it. Lou was weirdly delighted by that.
She was just, he was thinking about a carcass flying out the fucking windshield. So, wee! Oh, I have actually have a funny story about that. A friend of the show, the one-armed coke dealer, Chris, when he had two arms, he was in a car accident, right? And his face went through the windshield, but it didn't go all the way through, right? So, like, half his face was in that windshield. And he, like, when he got out of it, like, because he was conscious, he ripped it out. And, like, a full piece of his, like top layer of skin was like,
oh, God.
And he was like, ah!
Oh, that's horrible. Mm-hmm. I thought that was going to be like the origin of him having one arm, but
no, that's another car accident for another day.
For another day.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Yeah. I would never get into a car again if I was that guy.
No.
Car's dangerous, man. I'm flying.
Right. Call the final destination shit going on with that guy.
Something's after him.
Yeah. Like, death's kind of after him. Kind of lose it. Like, it's like a death with ADD is after him.
Right. He's not trying that hard.
Death with ADD. Yeah. Just lose an interest.
It's like right at the end, it's like, what? Yeah. Did you see the people with the drones putting with fish line Grim Reapers?
Yes.
On them and flying at the people in the park?
I did see that video.
People freak out. They're like, oh my God, it's the Grim Reaper.
Ooh, you ever see the video where they put a fucking spider costume on a dog?
Oh, yeah.
And that fucking thing just chases people around and shit?
No.
No, that's a really good one. Because it looks
on How big is the dog?
It's like your dog size.
That's a big fucking spider.
Yeah. And then, like, they set it up so the person only has one way to go, and there's a giant web with, like, a fake body in there and shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And when they run, the legs kind of bounce, so it does look like it's walking.
Yeah, it looks legit.
I gotta get you a spider outfit there, bud.
Yeah.
Are you right, Churchill?
Like, there's
just
one.
A big black spider with that white, dumb face poking through, like, what?
Right.
His face is too stupid looking to be like, if he had a black face, then you couldn't really see what it was.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, my God, it's a spider.
Yeah, it's a black dog in the video.
Yeah, for the listeners, we're talking about pure as driven snow, white bulldog.
Yeah, you definitely. His face is too prominent. But if he was all black, you just like, you'd see these little glowy eyes. You'd be like, "Oh no!"
Yeah,
the big fucking spider.
All right. Well, we're done with the news. Quick break. Back with games. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the first half. We're going to play a few ads from some of our friends, but first, we want to issue a challenge. We're always looking for some new guests to come in, join, and compete. So if you think you have what it takes, or you just want to promote your stuff, hit us up on Twitter at PIB Comics, or email us at paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Now word from some of our friends.
Mischief. Mayhem.
Favorite position.
Anal. Here's a money shot from the Force.
Thanks for adding to the show, guys. It goes great.
I love when the show gets derailed and there's awkward silence. That's the best part.
Expect the impossible.
I thought we'd defend incest. They're ugly and no one else wants to fuck them, so why not let their brother fuck them?
See, I don't recommend getting hookers from the dollar store because they don't really have teeth anymore.
Even better. One obsessed host.
In my opinion, it's once a week for an hour and a half, and you just sit down and just fucking not be ADD for 2 seconds.
A star.
Luke, is it a wicked inch, though?
Is it a I mean, you put 300 pounds behind a thumbtack, you're still going to do some fucking damage.
A pothead.
I like to smoke pot.
And a guy that asks too many fucking questions.
If you guys just answer the questions, then it's not a big deal. It's all, just answer the question.
Or you could just shut up.
Or you could just answer the question.
Only Sin City itself could bring you a show that tips the scale of our PC pussy world the other direction. Bold and belligerent. Listen on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever else you listen to shit.
In the beginning, there were two good friends from Houston, Texas.
You're a cumbag.
He's my friend!
It's a melon.
You're a melon.
What do I look like?
I don't know. Someone with no depth.
There was Tony B.
I like dick. I'm gay. Man, that's a lot of cum, man.
And then there was Nat.
Thank God I have AIDS. They might as well face rape you. Why don't you just swallow it as it goes instead of building it up?
They felt like they had something important to say.
Every woman has a fantasy.
Cum makes the world go round.
Why does everything have to be cum flavored?
How would you get hard looking at your own shit?
They wanted to pass on some sage wisdom to the youth of the world.
Fuck you. Just because you're young and stupid.
AIDS goes hand in hand with friendship.
Kick that kid in the face, man. And I don't care if I would have gotten in trouble. Where the hell are you getting all this inspirational bullshit?
This drive to be role models would eventually form the Lo-Fi Show.
God, these guys are terrible. And they're assholes.
This is freaking magic, and you're gonna shit all over it?
Go to thelofishow.com. Listen to them on Stitcher, iTunes, and on most podcast apps. Follow them on Twitter at The Lo-Fi Show.
Because we're almost done with the damn show, and I don't want to fucking, like, look at it, man.
All right, we're back. Let's kick off this half with some shout-out.
Shout-out! Shout-out!
So I want to throw some love again to our guests from last week and their respective shows, Justin with the Comical Podcast, and George with Metal Geeks. So check them out. Hit up their Kickstarter. Other than that, all the usual suspects.
Stan for Big Papa.
We got Bald and Belligerent.
Yeah, I'm actually leading the what's the Fantasy Football League. Over, even though, I beat Mike, but Lorne. Yeah, Lorne beat me, but I'm fucked up. I'm much better than them. That's where I said it.
All right, you're deep in. Also, attention deficit order, Chris and Skip, offensive line, Rock and Comedy Show. Who am I missing? Lo-Fi, we just heard from them.
Jay and the Rock and Comedy Show, man. Thank you for the comfy balls.
The fresh balls.
The fresh balls.
Oh, he's, we got the fresh balls?
They're in the mail. Yes, they're coming.
Nice.
Whoops.
I'll be dry as a samurai.
Lou just got an accidental point. Oh, who else? Gungo. We miss Gungo.
He's back now, man.
Yeah, full force.
All right, Mike.
So good to hear him again.
With Fear, I'm sorry. Frightcast too. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, Fear.
Yeah, Fear. Fear Innes.
Fear Innes. Anyone we're missing? Anything on the list?
The usual guys.
Geek Dig.
Too many.
Oh, ADO?
ADO. We did.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
We're just we're spinning our wheels at this point. Yeah.
We love all you guys.
Also, of course, our networks, Radio Vegas That Rocks and IRN, the Internet Radio Network, where you can find us there as well. And ready to play some games?
Yeah.
Where do you want to start?
Well, just pick one, Pete.
All right, Lou requested some laws. We will do some laws.
Some laws?
Peanut Black is Wonder Sex is getting spiel.
Getting spiel.
Spiel.
First law.
It's a very, very beautiful language.
Well, I should explain this, actually. It's the language of love.
Yeah, could you imagine being yelled at like that? Like, get on the train. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why they started two world wars. You listen.
Yeah, there's nothing good to come of that language.
And like, they're not even angry, but they sound like they're coming at us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in this game, I will give you a law. You will tell me if this is an actual law that exists on the books or if it's just some nonsense. First round, Kansas.
A law, it's fake.
In Kansas, it is
place lawless. Yeah.
It's the old West. Right.
Since Wyatt Earp left, I have no respect for it.
In Kansas, it is illegal to ride a mule down Main Street in August unless the animal is wearing a straw hat.
That's very specific. That's, yeah. That has to, wait, is it legal or not legal?
It's illegal.
Yeah, that happened once, man. Some guy must have rode a straw hat mule into the middle of Main Street, maybe firing up a couple guns.
That's probably happening right
but
now.
It's. I think I should rephrase.
Trump did it 2 weeks ago.
I think I should clarify, though. It's illegal to ride a mule down Main Street in August unless the animal is wearing a straw hat.
Oh, sure. No, I think that's what I'm saying. It's true.
Okay. I wasn't sure you're thinking there.
It's like, well, what's your straw hat? Like,
poor animal's getting heat stroke.
Are you wearing a mule? Are you driving? I'm sorry. Are you riding a mule or an ass here?
He's got to be quick draw style or no go.
El Cabang.
Yeah, this is true.
Absolutely. I believe in Kansas.
This law is true.
Of course, man.
How come they don't show that anymore?
What?
Just people getting brained with guitars on.
Because it's probably because some fucking mongoloid blasted his sister in the fucking head with the guitar.
Kabong!
Right. Oh, kabong! Boom! Just fucking brained her. And then she was right there with him.
All right, next law. In West Virginia, no clergy members may tell jokes or humorous stories from the pulpit during church services.
Well, after all the kids got raped, they got to keep that humor to themselves. Yeah, that's true.
Those are the jokes they're telling?
Well, I was going to say, they have basic jokes. Like,
it's like, oh, so I was two kids and a priest walk into a bar, right?
So a priest and a kid walk into a dark forest.
Needless to say, rape.
Yeah, you know where this is going.
Yeah, it's probably like a hot kid story every once in a while that they have to fucking keep on.
Keep mum.
These fucking kids have been talking for way too long, and now they ruin their fun. Man, they got to keep these stories to themselves.
Selfish children. Mm-hmm.
That's why they do it in the confessional booth. Like, yo, father. Yo, I totally fucked a couple kids, man. Yeah. Like,
it's gorgeous little tots.
That's back in the good old days when they could scream it.
Yeah.
Now they got
to keep it. It's not their fault.
It's their one weakness.
These tots.
It's their one weakness.
Running around in Edie's basketball shorts.
You know what's funny? I don't get it. If you're like just straight up gay, there's no way they let you be a priest. But if you have sex with little boys, it's all good.
Yeah. Who would have thought the church is fucked up?
It's like you can be gay now, but later on in life, don't be gay, bro. It's fucking not cool. God said it. Or at least some guy who wrote this shit.
You're really questioning just the most broken system out there. So they don't put a lot of logic into a lot of their decisions.
Nah.
They teach humility from their palace made of gold.
Look, I'm fine with all the good parts of it. Like, oh, like you know, treat others the way you want to be treated and like love thy neighbor and all that shit, right? But I hate the people who like take the fucking book literally, man. It's
and
like
all the good parts predate the Bible anyway, taken from other spots.
Yeah, whatever. But I'm just trying to say, it's like people, you know, they use the Bible as like, they literally translate it literally. It's like, oh, God said don't lay with another man. It's like, well, he didn't say not to fuck him. He just said don't lay with him.
Yeah.
All right.
Do it standing up, damn it.
Oh, you could fucking, it's all hands and knees with these people,
doggy
right?
Style.
Yeah.
Get creative.
Mm-hmm.
Loophole. I think you found it.
Yeah. Yeah, just stand up. I'm not laying with him. I'm fucking him. Ain't no laying going on here. Straight up. We're in a bathroom stall. What are you talking about? This is a glory hole. He's on his knees and, you know, ain't laying down at all. Yeah,
same thing I understand about the church is they love people on their knees. Yeah. Go to church?
Yeah.
Stand up, kneel down, stand up.
That's maybe why they don't think it's gay.
Yeah, right?
It's like, get on your knees.
We'll something here.
Son, my son, get on your knees. Oh, yes. It's a little boy suck.
Yeah, that was actually really disturbing.
Don't blame me. Blame the priest. I'm not the one doing it.
All right, so Brian, you say true on this one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Lou?
I got to agree, just because I don't think they can tell good jokes. These are just the worst.
What are you talking about? All they're doing is drinking wine and fucking kids, bro. You don't think there's a joke in there somewhere?
It's a pedo party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are they known for being really funny? Pedo parties?
Well, it's not my sense. It's not my... It's not my, you know, it's not my humor, but I mean, you might like it's dark.
Yeah,
it's dark as fuck.
Some people like Adam Sandler, some don't, you know? Yeah, right. Comedy is subjective, Lou.
Yeah. Yeah, this got to be true, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This law? True.
Of course it is. Oh. For my reasoning.
And next one is Delaware. You may be detained if caught snoring while sleeping in public.
Yeah, right. The whole state would be arrested. That's fucking not true at all.
it's Delaware. Hey, hi.
I'm in Delaware. So, like, if you're caught sleeping in public, you get arrested? Who's arresting you? The guy sleeping next to you? Come on.
It's only if you're snoring. So it could be argued if you're keeping other people up.
Oh, my God. Now that's a loophole. Now, is that illegal? Now, you know what? It's such a small little state that two people probably don't fall asleep that close to each other.
Or are they really packed in?
I imagine if you catch a bus in Delaware, it's to like a sleepy driver. It's like, no, get in.
Crap, that was funny.
Oh, man.
Where'd you come from?
Where to, Mac?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think these people love just the mundane. Right, nothing going on over there, so they have no idea that their state is boring as shit. Nobody's sleeping.
Not until Wayne's World.
I'm going to say this is true.
All right, so we got a false and a true. Mm-hmm. This law, false.
Oh, no.
It's a Delaware. Sleepy state, bro. It's the first state. The first sleepy state.
Motherfuckers.
Next one.
Valium, Delaware.
Valium. In Texas. It is illegal to use an automatic weapon to fish.
No.
No, they take their fishing seriously. This is absolutely true. They can't just have people fucking firing Mac-10s in the air, fucking, or the, I should say in the water.
In the water.
Yeah. Nah. They are all about the land there. I mean, if you want to shoot your neighbor.
They're all about the gun there.
Yeah. But not yeah. If you want to shoot your neighbor, then that's fucking, not illegal. I'm sorry. That's fine. You can do that. But if you want to shoot the fish. Nah, man, you're messing up the whole fish for everybody then. This is, how is it worded?
In Texas, it is illegal to use an automatic weapon to fish.
All right, I'm saying this is true, all right, because if I want to say that they want to protect the wildlife and game, they're really all about this is the great, you know, God's land and all that shit. Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fuckers probably fish with dynamite. This has got to be false, you know? It's the bigger the boom, the better out there.
The more fish.
Yeah.
This law is... false.
It's gun before God out there. And they really love God.
That's all they got out there.
If you fired a whole clip into the water and nothing came up, man, you'd just be like, fuck.
You're just like, they ain't biting today.
They ain't biting.
This next one comes to us from Nebraska. I just dragged my thumb across it. It just jumbled the whole sentence. So, in Nebraska.
In Nebraska.
A child may not bring livestock to school via the school bus.
No, that's false. They definitely can, man. How else would you get them there? Well, yeah, in some cities in Nebraska, an animal, a wildlife is the child's guardian. Like goats and shit and cows, like bring their, you know, the children to school, make them learn while the guy, you know, while the father fucking.
Tills
the fields with like his Oshkosh B'gosh overalls and a fucking hay hat. Yeah, man.
All right, you're going false.
Yeah, that's a Nebraska babysitter right there.
The old Nebraska babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cow named Lula Bear.
All right, I think this is true because if you're going to bring your wildlife to school, you got to bring it. You got to join the convoy of wagons. In case there are any cattle rustlers.
You got to wagon up.
And you can circle the wagon.
You got to circle.
Now, you see, I'm not sure. Some wet sure. shit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure on this because in Oregon Trail, I never made it to Nebraska. I died way before that.
Dysentery, huh? It was always dysentery.
I always try to cross that river, man. It's like you want to like sleep here for a week and make a boat? Like, fuck that. These ox got it. It's dead. So you lost Mary, Todd, Bill, everybody in that one move.
So what are we thinking, Lou?
I think this has got to be true. They got to circle the wagons.
Circle the wagons. So we got a false and a true.
Mm-hmm.
This is a false.
Nebraska let me down.
I told you, Lou. Guardians over there, bro.
they can sign you out.
Dude, some horses in Nebraska are ordained to marry. Like one.
They perform the ceremony.
Wow.
They're like, and then they give like a. Two clops is for yeah, I do, and three clops is for no.
Yeah. And when time comes to speak up or forever hold your peace, they say nay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then and after
no,
and after
awesome dad joke, dude. Yeah.
And after the two people have married, they give the horse priest a little sugar cube, and then he goes on his way.
Disappears back into the woods from whence he came. All right, next law in Virginia. Spitting on a seagull is not tolerated.
By who? Them?
By Virginians.
they attack.
First of
they
all,
swarm.
That's not a thing.
Like when you hit a chicken in Zelda too many times.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's possible to spit on a seagull. Like how close have you ever been to a seagull? Like were you about?
You got to be a marksman.
Ooh, right. That's a good point.
Got to be a real sniper.
This can't be a problem because I don't think you can get that close to seagulls.
They're elusive.
They're birds, you know?
Right.
Plus, I don't think anyone has any problem with
spitting on fuck a seagull.
Yeah, man. Fuck a seagull.
If I saw a guy spitting on a seagull, I might be a little shocked. I'd be like, oh, yes, he's a fucking bitch.
Like, high five that guy.
I might give him your sandwich.
Right. I might run and shoot a snot rocket on that seagull. Like, fuck that seagull. What are we doing?
These seagulls are dullards. Right. Get them.
Well, shit might get escalated pretty quick. You might start kicking seagulls at that point. If everyone's spitting and shooting snot rockets at them,
yeah.
Fuck, kick one.
And that's how the war began.
Yeah, Alfred Hitchcock, birds.
So what are we thinking?
False, because, you know, fuck a seagull.
False, fuck a seagull?
Mm. I couldn't see anyone making any rules to help a seagull.
No.
False, fuck a seagull.
Mm-hmm.
It's law's true.
What? What kind of madman was just spitting on seagulls in Virginia that they had to be like, we got to put an end to this, man. This is a bad look for Virginia.
Yeah, right. Next law. In Arizona, it is illegal to play cards in the street with a Native American.
That's not true at all, man. That's where the tombstone was, bro.
That's their stock and trade.
Doc Holliday, man. That's all he did was play cards with Indians.
All right.
Drinking fire water, having tuberculosis.
Playing three-card Monty.
Yeah, playing having gun duels with fucking that dude from the Cowboys.
Well, Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo, bro. He's part Indian himself.
I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
I've been watching Westworld. Are you watching that at all?
No, I heard it's really good, though. Sci-fi.
Fucking great.
Anthony Hopkins is actually in that, right?
Yeah, he's good in it, too. But it makes me want to watch Westerns and Terminator movies. It's like the weirdest thing.
Is Michael Biehn or something?
No, it's just super futuristic, but set in a Western world.
I don't know about this one. I don't know much about Arizona other than half iced tea, half lemon.
I mean, great drink state.
Yeah.
They love two men, Arnold Palmer and Shaquille O'Neal.
Not so much Shaquille O'Neal.
Right.
They keep him on the DL.
Yeah.
They surprise you with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is true. True. I wanted to say it was true. But I don't know, man. I mean, false.
You're going false?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say maybe they got to be on the res for that to be legal.
On the res?
The reservation.
Oh. I was like, the Reza, the Jezza, the OTV. The
you got to have the Wu-Tang Clan.
Woo, woo, woo.
You can only play on Woo Wednesday.
You got no one to hold when the phone, nigga.
All right, the correct answer to that is true.
What? Really?
Yeah. They don't care much for them natives down there.
Oh, I believe that.
That's so, white man country.
Well, after they lost all their beads, they get scalping people, you know?
All right, final law.
Mm-hmm.
In South Dakota, parents may be legally punished for giving their child an unusual or offensive haircut.
I believe South Dakota is where Mount Rushmore is, right?
Wait, what's an offensive haircut?
Like, I will tell you, it is in the old Hitler quotation marks.
I was going to say, like,
a Hitler bowl cut.
I couldn't think of anything other than, like, if the kid had an afro and they fashioned it into, like, a dick and balls.
Or they just shaved the word, like, cunt into the back of his head.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, what would be, like a mohawk?
Well, also, unusual or offensive is the word.
Wait, where is this again?
South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Have you ever been offended by a haircut?
They don't like blacks, I'm guessing. So anything with a fade is considered offensive, I'm guessing.
I don't think South Dakota's racist. I think it's just in the middle of nowhere, to be honest with you. Right? Like, what?
Lou's logic in this game is only like, everywhere but here is racist.
Pretty much,
California,
right?
Here, and, you know.
Yeah.
And the Old West.
That's not wrong.
You leave New York.
Jersey's not so bad.
Yeah.
You leave New York. You get out of your car. Get into your covered wagon.
Right.
And make the Oregon Trail.
If you need to, every once in a while, look for a porta potty. Or they don't have regular plumbing.
How's the law worded again?
In South Dakota, parents may be legally punished for giving their child an unusual or offensive haircut.
I'm going to say this is false because I think one of the Dakotas is getting real techie right now. It's like the Silicon Valley of the, you know, in the middle of nowhere.
The new Silicon Valley.
Yeah, it's like a lot of jobs are going over there.
Now that we don't actually need the silicon from Silicon Valley anymore, they're free to wander.
Plus, I'm sure they have great tax exemptions because, you know, why not? Fucking they want these young people to move there.
Yeah. Like Colorado did. They're like, we're desperate for humanity. Weed, everybody.
And then by the drove, people were like, yeah. I know one of my friends moved there, and he's a grower. He fucking snowboards and grows, and, you know, he's happy as fuck picking shit, bro. Like, that guy loves it.
There you go.
What up, Coop?
What do you think, Lou?
I'm going to say true, because I think South Dakota is probably big on giving your own kids a haircut. Like, that's a South Dakota thing.
So we got a false for Brian and a true for you, correct?
Yeah.
This is a true law.
Oh, what'd I tell you?
Well done, Lou. You tied it up on the last
one. Virtually no barbershops down there.
Mm-mm, no ice cube. No Queen Latifah's.
Nope.
All right, Brian, I let Lou pick that game, so I'm going to let you pick the next game.
Can you give me a little...
We got Kama Sutra, Imitations, Stands, It's Whatever
Game. I like hearing you say that shit. So, yes, that's the game.
I had a feeling you'd pick that, which is funny because Lou went anything but that game before the show.
Fuck you, Stan.
Oh, so let's hear that... Let's hear what that name of the game is.
This is the It's Whatever. If anything, I thought you guys can make something out of it. Call it what you want if you guys like it game.
Great name, Stan. I love it.
Ba, 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 ba. In this game, I'm going to give you a movie description, an off-kilter movie description. And you're going to tell me what movie I'm describing. You guys know how it's played. First person to get it, feel free to, it's only two of you, so shout it out if you think you got it. A traumatized woman is relentlessly pursued by a man she does not know.
Texas Chainsaw
Ghost.
Wrong on both counts.
I don't know.
That's like the literal, I mean, it's
that's not, a lot of shit.
I'll give you a hint. I hate this movie.
That's like every movie, Pete. Like,
what is my MO for hating a movie specifically?
It's Adam Sandler. It's Sandler.
Oh, is it 51st Date?
It is 51st Date!
Shit. Good clue.
All right, next one.
Mm-hmm.
A government official attempts to stop a lying and deceptive thief from marrying the same woman he desires. A government official attempts to stop a lying and deceptive thief from marrying the same woman he desires.
Hmm. I don't got it.
The correct answer? No, you don't want to throw something out? Got nothing?
A government official.
Perhaps some sort of advisor to a high-ranking position.
Well, repeat that one more time.
A government official attempts to stop a lying and deceptive thief from marrying the same woman he desires.
I don't have nothing.
He's really trying to stop that diamond in the rough.
Aladdin?
That is Aladdin.
All right.
I'm not going to give you
that.
I'll give you the point. All right.
Government official?
There's no government. It's Agrabah, son. That's a
right. Sultan. They have a sultan, and Jafar is the royal vizier.
There's no government, bro. Yeah. Fucking, he had three wishes, man. That's a fucking fantasy land.
All right, next one. Three men try to impress their town by catching the largest fish they've ever seen.
Jaws.
It is Jaws.
Wow. Is that a fish, though?
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's a fish, bro.
Shark's a fish, though.
All right.
It's a dinosaur, bro. I don't know.
Next one. A quiet and lonely girl is finally noticed by the boy of her dreams and ends up having a memorable prom night.
Carrie.
It is Carrie.
Wow. That was a shot in the dark.
Well done. Next one up. You'll see they take on a theme from here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's remember it's October.
Scary movies, I gotcha.
A woman whose marriage is struggling goes to a farm with her son, where she encounters an energetic dog that changes her outlook on life.
Cujo?
Cujo. Correct.
Like, Air Bud?
Old Yeller.
Right. All right, next one up. After years away from his hometown, a man returns to visit his sister. But his doctor, who hates him, attempts to stop their meeting.
His doctor?
His doctor.
No, I got it.
I don't know, Little Shop of Horrors?
No.
It's a dentist. I'll give you the doctor's name.
Sure.
Loomis.
Loomis. What was it one more time? Sorry.
After years away from his hometown, a man returns to visit his sister, but his doctor, who hates him, attempts to stop their meeting.
I don't know.
That man's name was Michael, and his sister was played by Jamie Lee Curtis. That's Halloween.
Oh, Halloween. Oh, yeah, all right.
I haven't seen that in forever.
Just say Donald Pleasant, bro. I'm like, fuck.
A group of armed men hunt down a foreigner for his unorthodox hunting practices.
Predator.
Predator's correct.
Wow.
Final one. Lou's getting smoked right now.
All-time best, though.
Yeah, too.
Yeah.
When a man's marriage falls apart, he begins a very unique relationship with a young boy.
When a man's marriage falls apart.
He begins a very unique relationship with a young boy.
Sounds pretty gay.
gay would imply they're both of age. It sounds chimo-y.
Yeah.
Hint for this one. This movie was good to watch once.
Sixth Sense.
Shit. He definitely got it first.
Yeah, that was close though.
That was good. That was the clue. If that was on the back of the box, all it had to say is "watch this once."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, box.
Done.
Put right. back on the shelf.
Yeah, I see bright things for this director.
They really did. They kept throwing dough at him.
He felt so obligated throwing twists. It just got bad.
Eventually, they're like, "Well, okay, man, enough of this. A little bit of dough." Throw a ton of dough, make a sci-fi movie with Will Smith. All right, that has to break his streak, right?
Nah.
Will Smith probably ruined that one. Be like, I want my son in it.
Yeah.
It was like, oh.
And his son's stipulation, oh, no. And his son's stipulation is, I want M. Night Shyamalan in it.
Yeah. That dick would say something stupid like that.
All right, Lou, we're going to go back to you. Pick a game. Even got the old school ones, if you're into them.
Yeah, let me hear that. Run them down for
we got the old school movie game. We got the words game. We got the perfect 10. We did the laws. We got the imitations.
Let's do perfect 10.
Oh, a perfect 10. We haven't done a perfect 10.
Up next on the dance floor, Painted Black presents the perfect 10.
Hasn't been that long, Brian. Yeah.
You looked at me before you were about to read, though. You're like,
you got one hell of a poker face.
Then you'll be the winner.
That's only because I was holding all the nuts.
Ooh, it's longer. Perfect 10 over me, yeah. I hope you're happy. Perfect 10 over me. Ooh, name a look.
You don't want all the songs to be like that? Like
long and painful to listen to?
I think it's a crowd favorite.
Everyone's loved it, man. They always say, like, hey, make it longer.
Yeah.
Make it longer has become the unofficial, like, slogan of the show. Yeah. All right. In this game, I give you a scenario, and you each have 1 minute to describe your best possible day in that scenario. Today, you are taking a trip and spending a day in Japan.
Oh, fuck. I think I'm turning Japanese.
Which one of you wants to go first?
Huh. All right, I guess I'll just go first. I'll just wing it.
Mm-hmm. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Go.
All right, I'm an American there, so they love me, and I'm way bigger than everybody else. I am their last hope to save what's remaining of the samurai culture, right? Me and Ken Watanabe, we chum it up. I learn all the mad skills, you know what I'm saying? I saved the day. Like a boss. Then Godzilla shows up. I'm like, yo, step off. Fuck him up. Fuck him up big time. And, you know.
How do you defeat Godzilla?
I was thinking I was going to just run up his tail. All the way up, all the way up.
You get so winded.
And then.
Can't put the base of his spine.
And then just a big jump with the sword. Just, just chop him head to toe.
What kind of sword you got?
It's
a fucking lightsaber or something?
It's one of those like Sephiroth swords that's 19 feet long.
I got it from that same dude who gave
Beatrix, Hanzo?
Beatrix Kittle, yeah.
A Hattori
Hanzo.
Ooh, a very good Awomasaki.
The very big rat.
That's time.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, you ready?
Yes.
In Japan, mm-hmm. 60 seconds.
First thing I do is walk into any old sushi bar and I order a big bottle of warm sake. And when the guy doesn't say, oh, a video good, I'm going to say it to him. And hopefully, you know, I get a good rise out of him. And after that, I'm going to, I'll go to rent a nice, fucking rice rocket or Jap car. I have no idea. I'm fucking Tokyo drip the shit out of that place, right? Because that's one of the things you do there. Then I'm probably just going to skip eating because everything's gross. So I'll probably just pack a couple snacks, then refuel after that, you know, drifting I'm doing. Then I'm going to probably get a Jap hooker and see if my and see if her shit's all blurred out. Just want to know. All right. And I want to see if she's all screamy. You know, I just want to see the deal. It's like, why? I want to ask her why. And then what else is there to do? Oh, they're going to make a bunch of Hiroshima jokes. A ton of them. Like, literally every time. Like, I'm dropping the bomb. Like, not since 1942 or 1945. Has an American stepped... a lot of dumb jokes.
Time.
Yeah.
Nobody, like, threw a fireball or nothing.
I can't throw a fireball, man.
They this can is throw your fireball. Perfect day. You can learn.
I can live in the real world. I can make Jap jokes.
You bought, what's it called? Sake. You don't drink no more. You got a hooker.
Mm-hmm. No, but my
getting married. Right. It's throwing your life away, Brian.
Yeah. It's my perfect day. Look, because look, I obviously.
But no fireball? Everyone wants a Hadouken.
Look, obviously I was getting kicked out of that place when I ordered the sake that way. Yeah. Two, obviously I was getting kicked out of that whorehouse when I fucking made all those stupid jokes to her.
Checked for a pixelated vagina.
Obviously I'm getting fucking locked up when I drift.
I imagine they just have like, we have HOV lane, they just have drift lane.
I imagine being just not Asian, I'd probably get away being the best driver there by default. Like, this guy's not drifting at all. He's just driving straight down the road. What the fuck?
And by that, you cause like a 20-car pileup.
Behind me, yeah. They're all fucking trying to drift, and they're just like, I'm trying to follow
him. No!
I'm trying to follow this guy. And he's just blowing by us. We gotta go faster. I imagine when they crash their car, it's like crashing into the Death Star. Like,
it makes that big, like, orbital blast.
Yeah, because, you know, the Jap little pieces of crap over there they got.
Right. They run on nuclear fission.
It's all plastic.
All right, that's it for games. Mm-hmm. So, you two talk amongst yourselves. I will tally these points.
Lou, you were a worthy opponent today.
Thank you very much.
Very much. So, I mean, obviously, if we went to Japan together, maybe not with our families, we would get in a little bit of trouble just for the stupid jokes we'd be making constantly. Yes. I wouldn't be able to stop saying, Awamasaki, a very good.
Yeah. Like, if I spilled it, like, I dishonored myself. Seppuku right there.
It's like, someone get him the little... Who's got the suicide sword? Who's got the suicide sword? Yo, fucking Tojo, you got the suicide sword?
Right. Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Paul. I'm not even from Texas, but I wear a cowboy hat if I ever went.
Right.
I don't want to let him know.
Yeah. Talking a draw.
From 100 feet away, like... This guy, not one of us.
Nope. You gotta wear an American flag T-shirt like a country musician.
I'm gonna look like a cover of a Toby Keith album, bro.
Order cheeseburgers at every sushi house.
Yeah, you got any real food? Was this fish? Just like this whip a fucking bass, you know, off the table.
A full fish too. Hopefully, smack someone with it.
I'm not sure if it's China or Japan, but I saw a video on Facebook or YouTube. I don't know, one of these videos that they eat live baby mice. They take them. They're like. Poor little baby mice.
Oh, I saw that.
With chopsticks. Yeah. Dip them in a sauce. Like, do you really need sauce for live baby mice?
That was on one of those, like, weird shit they eat elsewhere shows.
That's just fucked up, man. Like, one, you're eating a baby animal. Two, you're eating it alive. And three, it's like, why dip it in a sauce? You're so gross.
I saw one where they ate a bird. It's just about to hatch. And so it's starting to grow feathers and shit. It's still shaped like a fucking egg.
It's an abortion meal.
Yeah. Awful.
I would really never want to go to Japan, man. I just don't think so.
Well, maybe not eat that shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things I said. I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to eat here.
They have KFC and stuff.
Yeah, and I'm fine with sushi, regular sushi. Yeah.
But I don't even like KFC here. I don't eat it here. Like, I already want to go over there and be like, oh, wow, can't wait to get me some KFC. A box of biscuits, please.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. They do chicken pretty good, right?
I'm sure they have a teriyaki.
Who, the Japs?
Yeah.
Hibachi?
Oh, just a bunch of white rice for me, sir.
Right. Brian comes back from Japan all thin and svelte. Like,
why? I'm carbo loading like crazy. I'm fucking eating like bowls and bowls of white rice with teriyaki sauce or like soy sauce. It's all salty. Everybody get the diabetes there, bro.
Probably get so hungry that like Goku just like
right.
And then they're like, can I have a fork or a spoon? It's like, we have a chopstick.
Right.
That's it. Get the suicide sword.
Right.
I can't believe this place. All right.
All right. Winner of this round by not a large margin is Brian.
Yay! Cool, man. Thank you. Thank
so you get your 20 seconds at the end to say your spiel. And as for us, you know what to do. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Write and review all that stuff. And tell your friends to listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's good. And we have fun doing it.
It's good-ish, you know. All right.
It's good enough. What are you, special?
Me? Nah, man.
You better than me?
No.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, I will tell my friends. Actually, I never told my friends.
No.
I always hated to like bother, like I'm like, you gotta check out my podcast. Like if someone came up to me like that, like fuck you guy, like I don't have a
chance. No, that's something I actually enjoy is we have as many listeners as we do, and I've never once told anybody I know to listen to this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
I think I told Mikey, but I mean
He's on the show.
Yeah.
He's on a lot.
He was a huge part of the middle of this show. Like he was probably on for like 25 episodes like in a row.
The second 100 episodes might have been called the Mikey years.
No, that was the first 100, man.
Was that still the first 100?
Yeah, you got to remember, we just came off the second 100.
Oh, right, we're on the second 100.
We're on the third 100, bro.
We're heading towards our third.
Yes.
We're in the process there. Mm. So, yeah, the first 100 is just the Mikey and Danielle era.
That is the absolute drunkest I think I've been, at least in these shows.
Oh, they're probably unintelligible.
Even, I know you were drinking at that point, too, and he was drinking. Like, we were all just fucking killing, like, good 224 cases of beer.
Well, that was that shitty winter we had where it was like, we would like stay here, pound a ton of beer, and cook food.
That was awesome, man.
It's good times.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we're way more. I don't know. Are we? Do you think if we went back to listen to one of those old shows, we'd be like, "Oh my god, this is terrible."
Probably.
Or do you be like, "Man, they were really hitting a stride right here."
It's probably unlistenable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. Listen to it and tell us what you think.
Yeah, right. Man. The Bear Mace episode. I still. That's right. Gotta be funny.
That's a classic.
All right.
Bear Mace is always good.
Yes.
I wish I knew what episode that was to recommend.
It's probably fucking named Bear Mason. It's probably between 50 and 100.
Yeah. There you go. There's got to be an archive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it. We're done. Brian,
mm-hmm.
20 seconds.
Well, speaking of Bear Mace, man, please make me some Bear Mace. If I can go back to that one particular show, the whole point of it was that don't kill animals in the wild. Just mace the shit out of them. It gets that juice out. You know, you don't feel like eating their hearts or anything. He's like, yeah, I maced him. And he's like, ah! Oh, God. Yeah, man. So I'd like to thank everyone one more time.
Mace a bear and close the door behind you. Oh!